This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, hunger remains a persistent challenge across the country, affecting people of all backgrounds, incomes, and communities. It's a crisis that cuts across urban and rural lines alike, with food pantries and assistance programs struggling to keep up as demand grows and some programs coming under fire. More organizations are stepping up to find innovative ways to address this need, and they're calling on agriculture to play a role. We'll talk about how Iowa farmers can help next.
I'm Scott Shulley, host of the Cow Guy Close on RFD-TV, and I'm inviting you to the Summer Soy Series from the Iowa Soybean Association. We'll dig into trade, energy, policy, and the markets, and what they mean for your farm. I'll be your keynote speaker alongside a lineup of folks who truly understand agriculture. We're in Waverly August 26th, Holstein at Atlantic on the 27th, and Sigourney in Nevada on the 28th. Register now at iasoybeans.com.
Midwest Food Bank is inviting farmers to be part of a hunger solution through its Farm It Forward program. The initiative enables producers to donate a portion of their harvest to help combat food insecurity in rural America. Farm It Forward turns grain donations into direct support for these communities. Eric Odell, CEO of Midwest Food Bank, explains.
Yeah, Farm It Forward is a program that we have available for local farmers to donate grain and allow the proceeds of that donated grain to be given to Midwest Food Bank. And so there's four easy steps to that program. The farmer will inform the elevator the number of bushels that they want to donate to Midwest Food Bank. And then step number two is they provide the MFB address and information to the elevator. The third step is then the elevator will process the sale of the grain and make out a check to Midwest Food Bank, and they'll mail the proceeds directly to Midwest Food Bank. And then the last step is a donor acknowledgement will be sent from Midwest Food Bank back to the individual to thank them for their donation.
Food insecurity is no longer just an urban issue. It's rising steadily in the rural parts of the country as well. Families in small towns are increasingly facing empty shelves and tough choices driven by economic strain, limited access to grocery stores, and rising costs.
It has. Food insecurity does not select a zip code or a demographic. And even when you think about just the economic robustness of rural America, it can be pretty difficult in terms of employment, high earning jobs. Just the income for a family in rural America typically is maybe a little bit more strained. And so food insecurity definitely exists, as well as just then access to food. You know, when you think about rural America, the ability to get to a grocery store or to get to a city and to be able to purchase food, you really have to kind of optimize that trip.
Midwest Food Bank supplies a significant amount of food to small town pantries throughout rural America. Their efforts help ensure that families in these often overlooked communities have access to essential groceries.
That's where Midwest Food Bank, by providing food to our food pantries, is a great support, because many of these small towns and cities do have a food pantry that allows somebody to be able to go. It could be at a church, it could be at just a community building, but Midwest Food Bank provides a variety of nutritious food to those pantries that allows the individuals that are food insecure to come and select those items.
Farmers interested in helping can visit MidwestFoodBank.org to learn more about the charitable grain donation program, which offers a simple four-step process to turn part of their harvest into hunger relief. Along with supporting a vital cause, participating farmers may also benefit by reducing their taxable income through a before-tax donation. You can find the link on our website at iowaagnet.com. For Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Dustin Huffman. Have yourself a great weekend.